hit through the little kinks that have invaded her forehand over the last 15 minutes.
1:03:30:15. Again, that statuesque pause before she begins the service motion and serves to the forehand of the Brazilian. That's long.
Yeah, onto her cams.
Yeah, I think in the conference, assuming she wins, Courtney, much as I want the Lego question, I do think we'd better find out, first of all, what was happening early stages of the second set, whether she was a little concerned about her forehand. And then just to follow up, but what about the Lego Coliseum?
Exactly, exactly. You scripted it perfectly. She's going to know what's coming.
Yeah.
Which is fine. But yes, we'll get your questions answered, folks. Maybe.
Well,
it's up to ego. Honestly.
If anybody can answer these questions, or rather ask these questions, it is Courtney, because she rules the WTA. Believe me, she runs the thing.
Sometimes you just got to read the room. You know, I go in there with 80 questions. 79 of them are inappropriate for that moment.
Yeah.
You know, you just gotta zone in on it.
Yeah. Well, Iga just catches the ball as she throws it up. Not the first time she's done that. Now she's serving. Oh, nothing on that serve at all. And the return clips the top of the tape. Now Iga's going to be out of position here. She has to go scurrying back. Hooks the ball into play. Inside out. Forehand from Hashmeyer. Wins the point eventually. But she was on top of it right from the word go. Incredibly slow serve. The return actually clipped the top of the tape, which forced Świątek to come forward. And that left her out of position for the remainder of it.
She did well to extend that point as long as she did, Iga Świątek. That net cord really just broke that point in half to the Brazilian's favor. But still, serving under a little bit more pressure than she would like.
40-30. Still just a break behind, so if she holds here, she can sit down with renewed vigor. And she serves to the forehand, and the return again is long.
Świątek. Hi, Dad, my man.
And Świątek very quickly does go back to her chair to ponder the situation. They've been on court for an hour and 12 minutes. Local time now is, my watch is always a bit fast. What do you reckon? 2 minutes, 3 minutes past eight?
2 minutes, I got.
Little conversation between the umpire and Beatrice Hadajmar as she goes back to her chair. Now, this was written some time ago, and it's possible that Simon read it out, but Barbara, who's cleaning stalls in Woodstock, Illinois, did write in to say, when you have a chance, could you tell us what happened with the legends today? Who did well? Well, I can tell you that Kim Clijsters and Caroline Wozniacki came out on top against Flavia Panetta and Francesca Schiavone, the Italian combination. And Gabriella Sabatini and Max Verlander beat Gisela Dulko and Andrei Medvedev. And I did see some fun and games involving John McEnroe. Guess what? He was complaining about a line call. Can you believe that?
He's still not over it, is he?
No, I mean...
tricky.
And it didn't work because here Michael Chang lost to Sebastian Grosjean and Cedric Pioline.
Fair enough. The legends are... It's very fun to just... If you don't realize that it's happening, you're just kind of walking around the grounds and then you see somebody out of the corner of your eye and it's like, is that Flavia Panetta? Yeah. And then it suddenly dawns on you what's happening. But if you ever get to... Come to Roland Garros, definitely tuck in for some... Legends doubles. It's a lot of fun. They have a lot of fun. It's just nice to see them out there.
Also today we had the mixed doubles final. That was the first match on Philippe Chatrier. It was won by Miyu Kato and Tim Puts against Bianca Andreescu and Michael Venus. 10-6 in a match tiebreak. What a week for Kato, disqualified from the doubles, and spoke at some length about that afterwards.
Yeah, she did.
It's obviously had a huge effect on her, understandably. But a sweet end to the fortnight as far as she is concerned. We also had two men's double semi-finals today as Świątek returns on the backhand side and is on that backhand again, taking the pace off the ball and then having to get to a forehand cross court from Hadajmar, who goes up the line on that wing this time, and there's too much power in that forehand for Świątek to deal with. In those two men's double semi-finals, there was success on court Simon Mathieu for Ivan Dodik and Austin Krajicek, the four seeds from Croatia and the United States respectively, against the 10th seeds Marcel Granollers and Horacio Zaballos of Spain and Argentina. 6-3, 7-6, the margin of victory for Dodik and Krajicek. And Sander Gille and Joran Vliegen of Belgium won the other semi-final as a big first serve is got back into play by Świątek, who now hooks a big forehand down the middle of the court. She's now going to the forehand side of the Brazilian, who slices the ball back into play. Cross court on the forehand, winner from Świątek. That's more like it. She spins around 180 degrees, clenches her fist, and has a quick look up at her box after that.
Having a little chat with her box as well after that incredible forehand winner. Yanked it cross court, imaginative shot to go for. Surprise, Haddad Maia. But part of how we see ourselves here with the Brazilian in the lead in the first set, Haddad Maia, 11 unforced errors in that set, four winners. Here, four winners, one unforced error. She cleaned things up immaculately in this second set in these early stages, forcing Świątek to win the points outright. And that pressure so far, the world number one is buckling a little bit.
Well, can she maintain that sort of consistency? Obviously, she's going to have to. And she's under pressure here, slicing a backhand into play. Short ball for Świątek, who puts it into the corner and is passed. She put it into Haddad Maia's forehand corner. Haddad Maia read it and whipped a forehand up the line for an unexpected but delightful winner.
And I think if there's one thing that I've taken away from Roland Garros is do not approach to the Haddad Maia forehand. And I think that sometimes with these players, again, we were talking before about her being left-handed, you automatically approach that side because you think it's a backhand.
Yeah.
It's a forehand, and she can do so much damage with it.
Oh, she certainly can. By the way, that Belgian pairing, Gilles and Vliegen, they're unseeded, so congratulations through to the final with a 6-4, 7-5 win over Middelkoop and Mies, the number 12 seeds. Backhand return deep from Świątek. She's got another midcourt ball and she's put lots of power on her forehand. Defensive lob gets back over the net by Haddad Maia, but it merely delays the inevitable. Świątek lets it bounce and smashes it hard into the clay and it flies up towards the first row of the seats at that end of the court. One other result I'll tell you today. Disappointing news, not entirely unexpected, and not to say he still had a fantastic week, but the last remaining Brit in the boys' juniors, Henry Searle, was beaten in two tight sets by the number three seed in the quarterfinals, Dino Prismic of Croatia, his name. Deep return from Świątek. She's onto her backhand now. Lots of height on that backhand. Forehand cross court to the backhand side of Haddad Maia, who got some really good angle there and then tries to go back up the line with her forehand to go behind Świątek, who'd returned to a centre court position behind the baseline. But she netted, and after all the fine work from Beatrice Haddad Maia at the start of this second set, she is now in danger of being broken back at 3-2, 30-40. Plenty of vocal encouragement, as you can hear, for both players. So I've just clipped the top of the tape. A lone Polish voice at a somewhat inopportune
brave
moment, yeah.
Brave young man.
He could be hooked at any moment. The serve is going to be returned on the backhand. Cross court forehand up the line, but wide. Sure. Wide from Haddad Maia. She did so well for so long at the start of this second set. But all of a sudden, they're back on terms.
Live by the forehand, die by the forehand. And unfortunately for Beatrice Haddad Maia, she came up with some great shots in that that game, that forehand pass in particular. But that shot does let her down towards the latter stages under pressure. And she'll find herself back on serve. But she's done all the right things so far in this second set, minimizing her errors while getting great depth and width and getting Iga Świątek to move around quite a bit more than she would want to along that baseline. Can she do it again and get another break?
Yeah, this game will be fascinating. Let's see if Świątek is starting to fire on all cylinders. Well, she was about to start celebrating. She thought she'd come up with an ace. Very late call. The umpires come down. And I think Haddad Maia has wiped the mark away. That's terrific from her.
15-0.
It was an ace. And again, there was that look of startled disbelief as Świątek's head swiveled around towards the umpire's chair after the late call. She was convinced about that. She was right. And well done, Haddad Maia, for not prolonging that particular incident. 15-love, 3-all. Court now completely in shade. from the president's box end. The serve is down the middle of the court. Again, it's caught that middle line. It's a very good first serve. An off balance on a backhand side, stretching, doing what she could to get the ball back into play. Adajmar was unsuccessful.
And you can already see the difference in body language with Iga Swiatek having gotten that break now to level at 3-all. She's kind of back to being the first set Iga, you know, kind of strutting around the court, going through her paces, looks very focused.
And she's serving now to the body. Controlled return, though, from Adajmar, who goes across court on her forehand. Now she's onto her double-handed backhand. She'll play that shot again, deep to the forehand side of Swiatek, who swats it across court, then has to rush around onto her backhand side, puts up a defensive chip. This should be clubbed away by Adajmar, and it is.
Great hitting from Adajmaya. And again, it's about the width for her, because when she's not playing at her best, the rallies can be a little bit too north-south, a little bit too, you know, forehand, big targets. Where she needs to do is get those wider balls, get herself opening up the court. And she's done that a lot better in the second set.
3-0, 30-15, Swiatek to the forehand. Good return down the middle of the court. And then a forehand that goes into the backhand corner of Swiatek, who's having to defend. Oh, and she's defending very, very well, but waiting for the forehand down the line from a defensive position from Swiatek was Adajmar with another of those really solid-looking volleys from mid-court.
Yeah, Iga Swiatek thought she had it. She just throws her head back up in the air, exasperated that Adajmar read that so well and had the strength to get that volley down so cleanly.
Little pocket of Brazilian supporters directly in front of us, jumping out of their chairs after that one. And they know, along with the rest of us, that this is a crucial game. 3-all second set, 30-all. Missed first serve. Swiatek seemingly having weathered the early storm of a little loss of whatever it was. Looking sharp again. Adajmar doing everything she can to stay in her first Grand Slam semi-final, returning basically to the feet of Swiatek, who went down on her haunches. It was one of those awkward shots that she does so well, but she couldn't quite control the backhand. It drops long, and we have another break point for the Brazilian.
Yeah, great return from Beatriz Adajmar right at Iga's feet. And yeah, she kind of held up her racket a little bit, didn't go all the way through the shot, didn't get the topspin to get that ball to come down, and now she'll face yet another break point.
She's ready. Swiatek looks up, serves to the backhand, returns down the middle of the court. The inside-in forehand is a winner from Swiatek. Well, the very best tend to find their very best when they really need it. And Swiatek did then. The plus one shot was perfect. It's juice. But we know that Adajmar will not back off. And nor should she, the way she's played in this second set in particular. The apologies from Iga, because again, she didn't like the throw up of the ball, and then she appeared to be attacked by a, I don't know if it's a bee.
Been a little aggressive, the bees here.
Yeah. Finally, she serves, and ball clips the top of the tape. No pigeons to report this evening. I'm very pleased. Oh, having said that, one has literally just flown in our general direction. That's uncanny.
She just wanted to say hi, Marcus. She missed you.
One pigeon is knocking about the place. Backhand now from Adajmar. She's deep onto that backhand side again. Gets the ball across with a really good angle. Scooped into play by Swiatek. Now Hadashmar's at the net. And Swiatek has all the time in the world to pick her point, pick her spot,
avantage,
win the point, and ease the pressure that she felt a few moments ago when facing that break point.
Yeah, Beatriz Adajmar got to the drop shot early, but then she slid and her foot caught a little bit, so didn't slide as far as she thought she was going to go, and kind of had to lunge forward when she did pop that ball up much higher than she would have wanted to, in Iga Swiatek easily putting away the pass.
So game point again. And Świątek will serve to the backhand. It turns down the middle of the court, deep on the forehand side from Świątek. Now up the line to the forehand of Hadashmar, who goes across court. She's there again, cross court, taking some of the pace off the ball, whipped on the backhand side from Świątek, who's there again, similar angle. Again, forehand cross court to the backhand side of Świątek. Now Świątek's onto her forehand. The forehand again from Hadashmar, who thought about coming forward, stays back, goes cross court on a forehand once more. What a terrific rally this is. Forehand again from Świątek, just clips the top of the tape and lands on the sideline. Oh, Beatrice Hadashmar, you do not deserve that after a truly remarkable point from both players.
Absolutely cruel. The Universe 21-shot rally where they were going toe-to-toe, cross-court, occasional changing of direction from Świątek and Hadashmar, but for that to end on a net cord from Świątek lands just as a winner right inside the sideline, a brutal one. She puts her hand up to apologize, but gets out of trouble there to hold the 4-3.
Well, tiny margins can decide huge encounters. We've had the discussion again this fortnight about whether on the serve you should allow play to continue if it clips the top of the tape. And of course, it could be on championship point that somebody does that. I mean, personally, I think it would be a great talking point. Obviously, if you're on the receiving end, you're going to be gutted. But it can happen in the rally. I don't quite see why it can't happen on the serve.
Agree with you, Marcus, and I'm happy to agree with you. I do. I think that we should play lets. I think that, you know, it adds a little bit of an extra dimension in the game. It theoretically speeds things up, not by a whole lot, but by a little bit. At least you don't get at sometimes, you know, a 30 seconds before a serve happens, which as we all know, people are trying to figure out ways to shorten out tennis matches at times. But I don't mind it. I'm not a traditionalist in that way. It wasn't one of those suggestions that made me, you know, throw my hands up and say, hold on, guys. You know, we've crossed a line here into insanity. Nah, play lets. I'm here for it.
Well, I think, I mean, you're a conservative modernist, which I think is what we want in tennis. You can't go crazy.
You don't want to go crazy, but you have to be open. You have to be open to the things that, do they really matter? Is this the hill I want to die on? Then lets are not the hill I want to die on.
No, quite right. There are marginally more important issues that we could spend a lot of time on. Maybe we will later tonight if we ever do get to the restaurant, that is. Please save me a warm steak at some point, somebody. Backhand long from Świątek. Astrid's been in touch. Good evening, Marcus and Courtney. I just spotted my mum by security camera listening to your coverage. Could hear your voices. Could I ask you to give her a shout out? Her name is Gabriella. She's a big, big tennis fan. Well, hello, Gabriella. Do you realize your daughter is watching you on a security camera?
Turn around and wave, Gabriella.
Yeah.
Say hi to Astrid.
As long as that's all you're doing, Gabriella, enjoy the evening. Slice backhand from Świątek. Mid-court ball, drop shot. Oh, into the net from Hadashmar.
Cancel. Oh, it's been a while since she put in a loose error. That one is as close as she's been in a bit. Third unforced error in the set, that drop shot that lands softly into the net. Not a terrible idea. Świątek was well behind the baseline. Just too tentative.
3-4, 15 all. And she serves to the backhand, but she misses the first serve. Vishal's been in touch. I think it's only fair that I read Vishal's tweet out in just a moment. It's a very fine point that Vishal has made.
He makes points.
He does.
We don't all agree with him.
Short second serve. Wasn't really attacked, though, too much by Świątek, but it doesn't matter because Hadashmar is now shaking her head. She's missed with a plus one. She dragged it wide. And that bright start at the second set is suddenly becoming something of a distant memory because here she is at 3-4 and 15-30.
She's trying to nod her head, try to stay positive. Shoulders kind of dipped a little bit there, but as she steps to the line, resets.
She wants to adjust her ponytail. She's returned cross court. Oh, and then just when we're starting to think that maybe Hadashmar is running out of steam, she produces another crunching winner up the line.
Eighth winner of the set for Hadashmar. And yeah, great 1-2 punch there. Redirecting it perfectly.
Vishal says, I think it was only Marcus in the whole world who got his dark horse pick of Mukova right. I admire the acumen of Marcus.
Vishal, why'd you have to do that,
Thank
man?
Thank you, Vishal.
Why'd you got to go there?
Thank you so much, Vishal. Because I'm getting no credit here at all. They're all just saying, shut up.
It was a great pick. It was a great pick, Marcus.
I am pleased, I have to say. But
you should be.
She's deserved it. She's been absolutely fantastic. And if she'd stayed fitter over the past couple of years, who knows what she might already have achieved. And the good news is she's still got plenty of time to achieve a lot more. There's a weak backhand return straight into the net from Świątek. So Hadaj Maia is, I think, maybe just doing enough to get over the line in this service game, to keep herself on terms, to keep her head above water against the indomitable force from Poland, the pulverizer who has controlled the women's game for the past 2 or 3 years now. A little sorry from Beatrice, something distracted her again. Lots going on in the stands. The serve is wide. Again, a ball boy and a ball girl appear from either side of the court, fighting for the right to get the ball. And it's the ball girl with long dark hair who's a little quicker. Then they immediately slither back to their respective places at the back of the court. The second serve, backhand return to the feet of the server. Świątek's onto her backhand again. Mid-court ball, big forehand from Hadaj Maia. Świątek's able to deal with that, but she can't deal with the next shot. It's a short angle backhand cross-court winner from Hadaj Maia. She has managed to hold on. She's leveled up the second set at 4 games all.
Quatre jeux partout.
Great hold for Hadaj Maia's. Iga Świątek heads to her bench. She's going to grab a different racket. She does keep looking at the ground, Świątek, and she has throughout the tournament, especially when she's been out here on Châtrier, just hasn't been sure of her footwork all the time.
Max normally comes up with lots of useful stats, but on this occasion, he has simply written 10 minutes until the starters are served, plus cold beers.
That's a stat.
I don't want to focus on, though.
Merci,
Canvas and that lot, they will tuck in. Bowers, I mean,
there's not going to be a drop
oh,
left.
Oh, faulty Bowers. I mean, we might get a bit of a lettuce leaf or something, and that'll be it.
The garnish. We get some parsley.
This first serve from Świątek. We'll have to be, you know, picking up Lady Ellen the moment we get there.
Or you show up and the wine is colder. It's been in the ice bucket for longer, you know. I mean, I'm trying to be positive. I'm trying to do a Beatrice Haddad Maia. I'm trying to stay positive here.
Very good thinking. Yeah. I like that. Oh, that's a terrific forehand. The inside in forehand up the line from Świątek. And that wing is starting to look rather useful again after the malfunction at the start of the second set. Hour and 33 minutes this match. So less than half the time so far that it took Mukova and Sabalenka to sort themselves out. And Świątek will now serve to the forehand. Deep return. Good return, though. And another net cord in favour of Hadaj Maia. Oh, well. The net cord seemed to have all sorts of problems for Świątek. She did really well to get to the ball just to shovel it back over the net. But of course, not for the first time in this second set. That left her out of position and Hadaj Maia was able to hit a winner.
And once again, that lefty forehand coming in handy for Hadaj Maia. It's a beautiful shot when she takes it down the line.
She is not going away. And we shouldn't be surprised, bearing in mind her run through to this first ever Grand Slam semi-final in her career. Short ball, though. Świątek tries to attack it, doesn't get it right, puts it perilously onto the Brazilian's forehand, and you know what came next.
Cannot approach to the Hadaj Maia forehand side, and that's what Iga Świątek does, back-to-back points here. And that one, it wasn't even close to the line, the pass, but it was such force, such dip, such drive, that Iga Świątek doesn't even make a move to cover it with a volley. Well,
she should know by now that forehand, if you go to it remotely out of position, will punish you. And it's 15-30. It's a backhand return, lofted high onto the backhand side of Świątek, who goes cross-court, gets the angle wrong, and is facing two break points. Son of the King's been in touch. I remember Son of the King. That's his Twitter handle. It's actually Albert from Ghana. Says, good evening, everyone. I've been an attentive but silent listener during this year's Roland Garros. I'm hoping for a three-setter.
Merci.
Thanks for your excellent commentary. Well, Albert, here's just a an opportunity, certainly, for Beatrice Haddad-Jmaa to put herself firmly in the driving set towards the closing stages of this second set, having lost the first, of course, by 6-2. 15-40. Świątek serves to the forehand, returns down the middle of the court, the inside-out forehand from Świątek. Now she's onto a backhand. It was a mid-court ball, and she drills it up the line, right onto the line. It was maybe a little closer to the line than it needed to be. I immediately looked at the line judge, waiting for her arm to pop out. I mean, not pop out, but, you know, indicate that it's gone wide, but it didn't. It was on that line.
Yeah, she's flirting with those lines a little too closely. Iga Świątek doesn't have to go for that fine of a margin.
S'il vous plaît, les joueurs sont prêts.
It is still break point. 4-all, 30-40. Opportunities that Haddad-Jmaa simply has to take. First serve. Oh, it was a good first serve. It flies off the frame of the Brazilian's racket and lands in the crowd behind her. Now she just has a little look around to see exactly where the ball did go. Long way back, the security guy's got it. He's now thrown it to that very speedy ball girl, that we referred to a short time ago. So from 15-40 back to juice at 4-all. She's still not out of the woods in this service game. Backhand reply. Again, no real pace on it. Down the middle of the court from Świątek onto her backhand now. Deep, too deep. Surely, yes. Late call, correct call. Long again. Świątek's putting her arm... Well, her arm up in the air. I thought initially she was trying to signal something to the umpire. Don't know what she was quite doing, yeah. But not sure quite what she was doing with that shot either. Here's another chance for Haddad-Jmaa on this slightly erratic Świątek serve. Extra bounce or two of the ball from Świątek. Now she's ready. She's going to serve down the middle of the box. Forehand return guided into play. Backhand drill to the backhand side of Świątek. Onto the forehand now. And long on the forehand from Haddad-Jmaa. These chances, no wonder even the usually very positive Brazilian is showing her frustration. Critical game here. Obviously at 4-all in the second set. Back to juice. Three breakpoint opportunities coming and going for the Brazilian. Forehand return. But again, Świątek has missed her first serve. It'll definitely be an area she'll look to work on before the final. If indeed she makes it through to Saturday's final, where Karolina Muchova awaits her. Awaits the winner. Forehand return, crunch, but into the net.
Avantage, Świątek. Oh,
it was a shortish second serve. It sat up. It was there to be hit. Haddad-Jmaa hit it, but straight into the net.
Yeah, she's going to be thinking about those two second serve returns that she has had on big key points here today. Haddad-Jmaa, she's been successful against the second serve of Świątek. The Pole only winning 39% of her second serve points, but needed that one.
Game point to lead 5-4. And again, Świątek just pulls out of her service motion. Looks up at her opponent and now serves long again. Mrs. Bear's Travels has sent us pictures of cold beers and various beautiful things to eat.
Torturous.
Oh, stop it, Mrs. Bear's Travels. Second serve to the forehand, high, deep, and long from Haddad-Jmaa. And now she unleashes a cry of angst, stroke fury. She had those breakpoint opportunities. She could have been heading back to her chair, preparing to serve for the second set. Instead, she's now in grave danger of staying in the match. Courtney?
Yeah, you feel like Iga Świątek really got away with one there in that last service game, getting out of trouble, saving those break points with the help of Haddad-Jmaa, missing two key returns there. And that allows Iga Świątek to get across the finish line. So now Haddad-Jmaa goes from really looking like she was maybe going to be a handful of points, pushing this into a third set. Now she's serving from behind, 4-5, to stay in the match. She's done well in the second set to stay positive, put that first set behind her, clean up her game. quite drastically. I mean, hasn't made too many unforced errors in this second set at all, and has really forced Swiatek to take initiative and take control, which Pohl hasn't been able to do. But now, under pressure, will that serve hold up?
Oh, please.
We'll see.
Well, Astrid says that Courtney and I are going to arrive at the team dinner just in time to pick up the bill. But wasn't that always the plan, Marcus? Well, apparently, according to the Empress, as I said, they can have as much water and bread as they want, really. That's as far as it goes for me. She says, you guys make watching this event so much fun, from Muppet Shrimps to book peddling and forgetting the names of top five players. Max says, just once since 1998 have both women's semi-finals here gone to a deciding set.
Well, 1998.
That's quite a stat.
That's a good one. Max has all the good stats. Where would we be without Max?
Yeah, we'd be
over the Fortnite. We'd be talking a lot of nonsense. More nonsense than normal, I should say.
Well, that stat may well be extended. A lot depends on this game. Beatrice Adajmar serving to stay in the match at 4-5, and a forehand into the net from Swiatek gets her off on a merry start. She goes over to wipe down her face with her towel. Swiatek always, it seems to be, ready for the next point. Hustle and bustle. If you went shopping with her, it'd be, we'll go in here. Yeah, we've done that, we're going here now. Have a quick cup of tea. Have that. I mean, everything seems to be done at 150 miles an hour.
Very purposeful. Absolutely.
15 love. And she just watches as that first serve flies past the service box and her right shoulder. Doesn't change her service position. Maybe just edges forward fractionally. As the second serve goes to her backhand, it's a double fault. Although the umpire is checking, he's straight off his chair again. The quickest umpire in town. Oh, he's overruled the call. He said, didn't look out. Now, Adajmar's having a quick word with him. Swiatek very quickly wiped out the mark, but she wasn't going to question it initially.
Yeah, I think Iga might have known that that ball was pretty close because she walked directly to the other side of the court waiting to receive, yeah, as opposed to double-checking it.
So it'll be a first serve again. And it's to the backhand of Swiatek, and then the plus one shot, the forehand. The approach on the forehand from Adajmar is long, I'm afraid to say, if you're cheering for Brazil. Ball again coming back at her, probably just a little quicker than she's used to. Such is the skill of Swiatek in taking the ball so early, and she just seemed to miss time that forehand. It went long. It's 15-all. A lone cry forces Adajmar just to wait. And she winds herself up. She goes down the middle, blocked back into play. Short ball attacked on the forehand. And now she's going to dig out a little volley. Can Swiatek get there? She can. But it won't be enough because Adajmar holds her position in the forecourt, steers away the forehand volley, exalts herself having done that.
Hunter again.
And moves to 30-15.
Incredible pickup from Beatrice Adajmar. It was a good driving, dipping backhand pass by Swiatek that was going right at Hadajmaya's feet, and she was able to get it up and get it back and put away the reply.
Low flying pigeon appears on the scene as Adajmar comes up with a decent first serve that is returned wide by Swiatek, who is now going to change her racket. Now, don't tell me that's the racket that the ball boy got the wrong tension on.
She's okay. She's just pointing out that asking the umpire to remind fans not to wave the flags in the point. Between points, yes, but during the point, not so much.
40-15. Another apology from Adajmar. Service motion, not quite what she wanted. Now she serves. Forehand return. Flies back at Adajmar, but back behind her. It's long. She's held. She's answered a big question, serving to stay in the match for the first time. She does so. And the plot thickens, and now Swiatek is, she's bent over down by her towel. I think she might have just been doing up a shoelace.
Yeah,
nothing more significant than that. Max now tells us that our steak is getting cold. But that's no more teasing now.
Y'all are killing us.
He also says great commentary, by the way. I think that's more for Courtney than for me tonight. But
absolutely
we're enjoying
not.
This.
You earned your cold steak. have to say.
I have to say, I find Hadajma a really difficult name to come up with.
It's a tough
in
one.
Ball by ball. You almost have to just steady yourself before saying it, which makes fluency that much harder. But hopefully that's not spoiling your enjoyment of what could yet be a riveting second semi-final after a quite magnificent first one. Strong backhand to the Hadajmaya backhand. Forehand cross-court from Świątek. Going down low, Hadajmaya was able to get to that. Then a mid-court ball that Świątek should be able to attack and does on her backhand side. And now it's Hadajmaya's turn to have a little look at a section of the court where the previous ball had landed. And she got an awkward bounce. And that awkward bounce led to a shortish ball that Świątek was able to pounce upon and put away. 5-all, 15-love. First serve is a good one, and the forehand return flies long.
Iga Świątek dialing in now. She's trying to. It hasn't obviously been a particularly clean set for her, but she's come out of some very, very sticky spots repeatedly on her serve.
Well, this is going to be a really fascinating and, of course, pivotal 5 or 10 minutes with the pressure going first one way and then the other. Much better service game here from Świątek, though. Excellent first serve down the middle, leaning forward on a forehand side. Beatrice Hadajmaya got racket on ball but was never going to control the return. And Świątek has raced to 40 love, and that's prompted some of the Polish fans to make themselves heard. Faith suggests I could always call Hadajmaya just beer. I got told off in the past for shortening double barreled names. It stuck with me. Another good first serve. Suddenly they're flooding back in their droves. Now a forehand from behind the baseline, having to step back from Hadajmaya, goes into the net. Świątek holds to love, and the pressure immediately is passed back to the Brazilian, who for the second time in the space of a few minutes is going to have to serve to stay in the match.
Incredible timing once again by you.
I'm telling you, you've
earned your steak, you've earned your beer. We'll get there eventually. But Iga Świątek, great response there. And it helps so much when you are landing your first serve, when you're Iga Świątek. The difference in quality there is quite stark. And as the set has gone on and as the match has gone on, the first serve has come online. She's back up closer to 69%, about 70% first serves in this set. It was more close to 50-50 in the opening set, which she did race away with 6-2, but you know, it's more important for her to just kind of get into her rhythm and find confidence in that shot. One thing that we haven't talked about today either, coming out of this match, within the matter of what, 15 minutes when these two are getting ready and warming up for the second semifinal, the first semifinal happened, and that goes from, oh, I'm going to, if you're Iga Świątek, play Arina Sabalenka if I win this match for the number one ranking in the final. Hadajmaya, you know, okay, well, the number two seed beat the lower ranked seed. It goes into, oh, this huge upset has happened. And it can play with your head a little bit. Yeah. Now it becomes, within, again, a span of a 10-minute swing, Iga Świątek needs to win this match to hold on to her number one ranking. Beatrice Hadajmaya has just seen a huge upset occur. Can I do it? If she can do it, I could do it.
Yeah.
And it just kind of changes a little bit of the rhythm.
Right, we're into the first part of this next game, and it sees Świątek on a forehand going long. She'd come up with a terrific return of serve on the backhand side, right to the baseline of Hadajmaya, but she got sufficient depth on her plus one shot, and that led to the error on the forehand. First point for Hadajmaya, who wants first of all, of course, to get to the sanctuary, the relative sanctuary of a second set tiebreak, and then take it from there. 5-6, 15, love. Oh, that's a wild first serve. Almost went on the fly to where Świątek was standing just behind the baseline. Another apology from Bia. And then the second serve, it was deep. Return right onto the baseline. And then the plus one was really deep as well. Had Świątek in trouble. Now she plays to the forehand of Hadajmaya. Backhand down the middle of the court from Świątek and into the net from Hadajmaya. Talking to herself again as she goes over to her towel at that far end.
Yeah, a little bit of a broken point. Both players kind of awkward through that. I think Swiatek thought it might have been a double fault and kind of looked down and lost her bearings in the middle of the point. And Haddad Maya also lost hers. So a bit of an odd one there, but it was a crucial one.
Tennis Shorts has been in touch. He's made a useful point that I'll come to in just a moment. Not about the match, of course.
Never.
The team dinner, much more important. Backhand reply from Swiatek up the middle of the court. Now she's going to go. No, she's going to go down the middle with her backhand. She's there again with a double hand. And now to the forehand side of Haddad Maya. Be careful with that forehand, Iga. So she goes up the line this time and finds the winner right in the backhand corner of the Brazilian.
Ganza Pond.
Oh, I was right there with you, Marcus. I was thinking, oh, this is dangerous. Peppering that Beatriz Haddad Maya forehand, waiting for Bia to pull it down the line. But instead, it's Swiatek who now has the chance on the of the crowd here on Chatrier, who rips her backhand down the line. Beautiful shot.
Swiatek potentially just 2 points away from a place in another Roland Garros final. 15-30, Haddad Maya serves to the backhand. Oh, it's a completely mishit return.
Contact.
Tennis Short says, fear not, Faulty Bowers is a veggie, so he'll leave you the meaty bits. Some of us were put on a waiting list for tonight's media party, so we're having a G&T at home listening to you. And Tennis Shorts adds, by the way, the Empress is on her fourth course and missing your credit card, Marcus. Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. Well,
merci.
We could be there in about 15 minutes or not, depending on the next few points. Haddad Maya to the forehand of Swiatek. That's a much better return, forcing Haddad Maya back and then up the line, but just missing on the backhand this time. Swiatek, fractions in it, wrong side of the sideline. Haddad Maya's heart may have been in her mouth for a moment because she was never going to cover that one, but it missed by a fraction.
Yeah, interesting choice from Swiatek to pull the trigger so early in that rally to take that backhand down the line.
Finally, the crowd is quiet. The first serve clips the top of the tape, bounces long. Swiatek just flicks it to another ball girl who's back in her position, kneeling down by the umpire's chair. Everybody watching. Haddad Maya serving to the backhand. Deep return, forehand down the lines. Terrific from Haddad Maya.
Haddad Maya.
Big reaction from Beatriz Haddad Maya after that lefty forehand winner, taking it down the line again, burning Swiatek with that shot. Swiatek playing with fire anytime that she doesn't put anything with heavy pace and good angle into that Haddad Maya forehand. She can redirect it so cleanly. The flags are being waved. Swiatek runs over to get some water, and we are into a tiebreak.
Yeah, it's like a World Cup qualifier. It's Brazil against Poland.
Les joueurs sont prêts. Merci.
Loving it. A tiebreak it is, and it's Swiatek to start it from the broadcast booth end. So she's got her back to us. She unfurls her body and misses with the first serve. Bill says, if you can handle commentating on Davidovich Fokina, you can handle Haddad Maya. Just don't distract yourself thinking about cold beer and medium rare steak. Try. Second serve is to the forehand. It wasn't hit with complete pad. Then she goes down the line. Does Haddad Maya with the forehand. Now she's onto the backhand, looping it to the forehand side of Swiatek, who nets.
1-0. Haddad Maya.
Again, Haddad Maya getting great value out of that forehand down the line. That has been the difference maker for her in the late stages of this second set.
Well, I have to say, I've been so impressed by the resilience that Haddad Maya has shown during this fortnight. So it's not a great surprise that she's putting up such a fight in this semi-final. Backhand reply is a good one this time from Swiatek, and she raises her right arm, looks at her box, knows the importance of that. She's got the mini break straight back.
And that is precisely the shot that Iga Swiatek is going to need to shift herself towards, which is that backhand down the line. She missed a key one in the last game, but it is the shot that would be the response to the Hadajmayev lefty forehand down the line.
Ooh.
She can burn her with that shot.
You may hear some strange sounds from the booth. Stefan, he's dolling himself up, getting ready to go. It's just tripped
That's
over
a nice
something.
Nice tuxedo you have going on there, Stefan. The bow tie looks nice, very well pressed.
But he just tripped over the bin, which rather spoilt the effect. And then he broke his ankle. 1-1. Swiatek runs around onto her forehand to return. Now she's got a shorter ball. She'll whip that. It clips the top of the tape. The point continues. Backhand now to the forehand side of Hadajmayev. And then all going up the line. Swiatek misses on her backhand side.
Hadajmayev.
I think, again, sorry I was going to say, Courtney, but obviously that inclination that she knows to keep away from the forehand of the Brazilian is leading to some quite ambitious backhands up the line.
They are ambitious. They're there to be hit, and she knows that she can make that shot. She's leaving them just a little bit wide, kind of being a little bit late on the shot. But it's also because that alley is open, because Hadajmayev is starting to shade a little bit, expecting the cross-court ball so that she can cut the angle and take that forehand up the line. So it's a little bit of chess going on right now.
Swiatek serving 1-2. First serve goes into the net. David says if we missed the dinner, we could always come to Brussels. He's got chilled wine, a home-cooked dinner, and a beautiful evening lined up for us there. Well, might have to.
Hop on a Tully's train right now. That sounds delightful.
How long would it take to get to Brussels, I wonder?
A couple of hours.
Okay.
I think.
Put us on hold if you could. Swiatek serving now. Forehand return onto the backhand from Swiatek. It was a shortish ball, and well, Hadajmayev. Oh, she's showing frustration again because she overcooked that one.
Yeah, she got the ball that she wanted, which is that forehand in the corner, taking it up the line, but just didn't cut off the angle, didn't move her body forward as she hit that ball, and then she just kind of flew it past the baseline.
I want to thank all of you for the huge numbers of emails and tweets that are coming in tonight. Obviously, significant match, reaching the critical stages, so won't have time to get through them all, but they are read and they are hugely appreciated, particularly the latest one from Red Sox, who says, Marcus, I hope you have the European Court of Human Rights on speed dial. I sense more capricious injustice.
Speaking of Brussels, it's a 2-for-1 trip, honestly.
That's a good point. Two birds with one stone, or whatever the expression is. Now it's 2-all. Backhand cross court from Swiatek. Forehand back across court by Hadajmayev. She's onto that forehand again, down the middle of the court to the forehand of Swiatek. Great depth from her. Now Swiatek whips her backhand across the court. Forehand down the line from Hadajmayev. It's going to be long from Swiatek. It's another rally, long rally, that Hadajmayev has got the better of. And no wonder, Courtney, she's exhorting herself from behind her baseline, urging herself on to glory in this second set tiebreak.
Yeah, she has to be very proud of herself in this rally, Beatriz Hadajmayev, because she did not go big early. She stayed disciplined. She got a few balls that she would have been tempted to, you know, to go big on that forehand down the line, but she didn't. Played a far more disciplined point there. 12-shot rally rewarded for her efforts with a mini break.
3-2. Second set tiebreak. You're listening to Radio Roland Garros. I'm Marcus Buckland. Courtney Nguyen is alongside me, and we are watching with fascination. Nobody knows what's coming next. Well, it's an error on the forehand side from Hadajmayev. She's gone just long. She'll now go to the other end of the court. The players, of course, change ends every 6 points in a tiebreak. There is nothing to split them. But the pressure's firmly on the Brazilian shoulders as she puts a bright orange towel over her right shoulder, because she's a set down. If she loses this tiebreak, she's heading out of town.
Just a quick look at their tiebreak records this season. Beatriz Hadajmayev at 7-6 on the year. Iga Swiatek just 2-2. So this is just her fifth tiebreak that she's played this season, which is a remarkably low number for a player that has, you know, 30-plus matches under her belt. But very different body language between these two. Swiatek just kind of has her hat low.
Yep.
Very methodical. Hadajmayev kind of living and dying with every point.
3 points apiece. Hadash Maia. Serving to the forehand, Świątek hooks it right onto her baseline. Goes deep from Hadash Maia. She's onto the forehand again. Cross court to the backhand side of Świątek. Up the line from Hadash Maia, who's coming in behind that. She should put the volley away, and she does. It's a beautiful volley right at the net. Angle on the backhand. She cheers to the crowd. The crowd cheer back. They want more. They could well be about to get a whole set more.
Iga Świątek, never mind. She's not cool and methodical. She is angrily chuntering with her box after that point because, again, she is finding herself in this pattern where that forehand down the line from Beatriz Haddad Maia is absolutely shifting these points, and she can't find her way out of it at the moment.
2 hours on the clock. 3-4 Świątek. Second set tiebreak. Big serve, but just misses the box. 186 kilometers an hour. Flew past Hadash Maia. Now, this second serve can be vulnerable. It can be hit, particularly if it's on the forehand side. And it is a forehand return. It wasn't hit with huge power, but the plus one from Świątek has floated long. And it's advantage Hadash Maia again. She has now got two serves at 5-3. No, she hasn't. I'm getting carried away. Świątek serving at 3-5. It's a mixture of Igas and Beers.
S'il vous plaît.
And at the moment, Beer has the advantage over Iga in this tiebreak. 3-5. Świątek serve long. It's going straight at Hadash Maia, who had to take slightly evasive action with her racket there. Ball landing well in front of the service box. Are we going to have a set point after this? The second serve to the backhand, driven well by, oh, Hadash Maia. She pushed Świątek back. She then came in. She had a regulation volley to put away at the net. And would you believe it? Well, you'll have to. She put it into the net, Courtney.
Yeah, it was the right play. It was absolutely the right play from Beatriz Haddad Maia, who, all credit to her, has been very, very focused in the game plan that she has to execute in this tiebreak. But the execution in little moments has been a little bit off. And there, again, started the slide a little bit too early, kind of decelerated into that volley, pushed it right into the net.
Well, now I can correctly say that Hadash Maia has two serves to close out this tiebreak at 5-4. She's going to go to the backhand of Świątek. Now she swings one down the middle of the court to the forehand. Big power from Świątek. She forces the error. And she's back on terms again at 5-all.
Cinq partout.
Which does mean that after this, we will have either a set point or a match point. That's the beauty of tennis. That's how close it can be. The margins between success and failure. Ridiculous, really. Can drive you mad. Can make you ecstatic. She'll have to wait a little longer. Lots of encouragement, shall we say, from the crowd. Now she's ready. She serves to the backhand. It's a driven return. Loft on the forehand side from Hadash Maia. Cross court on the forehand side. The backhand is long from Świątek.
Six, seven.
And we also have to add a little bit. That as the sun sets, as the temperatures drop just a little bit, it's still warm out there, but with the sun setting, it does impact a little bit how slower the conditions can play. That will feed into Hadash Maia just a little bit. She's been able to play a lot more patient. And here we go. A set point for the Brazilian.
S'il vous plaît, mesdames, messieurs, merci.
What an opportunity. What is Świątek going to do with this first serve? She goes to the forehand, returns down the middle of the court. Forehand again into the net from Hadash Maia. Just a little tension perhaps in that ground stroke.
Yeah, that was a tight, tight forehand from Hadash Maia. Just not much in it. Regulation, neutral forehand, buried it into the middle of the net. What an opportunity missed there.
They change ends again. Both stop at their respective chairs to have a drink, to steady themselves One set point has come and gone for Beatrice Adajmaier. And of course, in the first semi-final, Irina Sabalenka saw a match point come and go before eventually losing. If you weren't with us, it was 3 hours and 13 minutes. Karolina Muchova of Czechia going through 7-6, 6-7, 7-5 to her first Grand Slam final. Fifth lowest ranked woman ever to make the final at Roland Garros. Who's going to join her? Świątek, potentially just 2 points away now. Serving to the backhand. Late call. Correct call. Adajmaier, who has changed up her return position on the second serve, has crept back inside the baseline for this one. Swaying gently from side to side. Świątek serves to the forehand. Big return to the backhand of Świątek, who angles it away brilliantly. Low return over the net. And it seemed to die once it bounced as well. Adajmaier simply couldn't get there.
Świątek.
That was such a smart plus one from Iga Świątek, who knew because Beatrice Adajmaier had come in, shortened her return position, she was not going to have an angle on this ball if she curled it and kicked it off the court. Very, very good plus one from Iga to earn match point.
Well, we talked about the margins from a set point to a match point almost in the blink of an eye. 2 hours and 6 minutes on the clock. Adajmaier serving at 6-7 in this second set tiebreak. And she's serving to the backhand as Świątek returns down the middle of the court. The backhand again on the pole side. Backhand to forehand. Who's going to break the pattern? It's Świątek to the double-handed backhand of the Brazilian. Then she loops up a rather strange-looking forehand. The point continues low over the net from Świątek. She's got a shorter ball. She's going to come in. She should put it away. No, she doesn't. And instead, Adajmaier, quite remarkably, comes up with a forehand winner down the line. I thought we were going to see celebrations, victory celebrations from Świątek. She had the short ball to attack. She didn't fully get hold of it. And the danger, of course, was that she went to the forehand side of the Brazilian, and Adajmaier Courtney made her pay.
Absolutely made her pay. Beautiful shot. It floated. We had no concept of where it was in relation to the line until it landed. Iga Świątek was staring at it, hoping that it would land on the wrong side. It did not flush on the line to save match point.
Oh, we've had too much today, haven't we?
It's been a lot, Marcus. It's been a lot.
Three thrilling sets between Sabalenka and Muchova, and this extraordinary second set, which could yet yield a third between Adajmaier and Świątek. 7 points all. We've had a set point. We've had a match point. We'll have another of those after this point. Which way is it going to go? Another apology from the Brazilian. She serves a short one to the forehand. It's attacked by Świątek. Forehand again, low over the net to the double-handed backhand of the Brazilian. Świątek, good angle. Slice on the backhand from Adajmaier. It's okay, but Świątek will attack there. Cross court, winner.
We set. Świątek.
A little bit tight from Adajmaier. Feet are getting a little bit heavy in her footwork, and Świątek taking advantage, just pummeling that forehand cross court until she breaks through the Adajmaier defense.
Match point number two for Iga Świątek at 8-7 in this scintillating tiebreak. Up goes the ball and down goes the ball. She catches it. She says sorry. She's ready again. Serving to the backhand. Returns just inside the baseline. Cross court on the forehand from Świątek. Defensive lob. In comes Świątek. She's got to put this away. She has put it away.
Deux manches à zéro.
And she's retained her world number one ranking. A fabulous match. A terrific effort from Beatrice Adajmaier. But no one, it seems, can stay with Iga Świątek for long enough on the clay in Paris. She becomes the youngest player to reach three Roland Garros finals since Monica Seles back in 1992.
and she sets up a humdinger against Karolina Muchova on Saturday.
Iga Swiatek, you can see how much it means to her, throwing her fist defiantly in the sky on match point. There are a lot of questions going into this tournament about her, about fitness, about the number one ranking being up in the air, about the surge of the other two components of the big three in Aryna Sabalenka and Elena Rybakina. She didn't come into this tournament as the favorite that she was 12 months ago, but she has handled all of that incredibly well. And here, the toughest match that she's had to play the entire tournament, had to come through with a lot, through a lot of adversity, had to fight back, a great performance.